Hello, Grinders, and welcome back to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm your host, Travis Mangone, here filling in for Dan Bach today on the Daily Fantasy Fix Pod. Excited to talk about these games today. We got 10 awesome games for you guys. So let's kind of start diving right in. But before we do that, let's talk about fantasy draft a little bit. If you haven't signed up yet and you're a little worried, oh, I might sign up and forget to do the contest over there, don't worry about it. They have a 7:30 lock time today. So it's a 10-game slate, 8 games over on fantasy draft, though. Locks at 7:30, and we get rid of 2 games that are not the most appealing on the slate. We get rid of the Chicago Bulls and the Detroit Pistons and the Atlanta Hawks and the Indiana Pacers. So head on over to Fantasy Draft and check those out. Again, I know it's sponsored by Fantasy Draft. We'll talk about the first couple games to kick things off, because there's some decent value still in that game that we can talk about. But let's dive right in. First game on the slate, we have the Chicago Bulls and the Detroit Pistons. And I'm really staying away from the Bulls at this point. I know Robin Lopez, he sat that last game. They got in trouble for tanking the Bulls. It was a big topic of conversation. Like, they had to start playing their guys. So Holiday played, and they said Lopez is going to play in the first road trip game, and they're on the road here against the Pistons. So I'm expecting him to be back. It's just, this situation is going to be really muddy. I'm not playing Markkanen, who seems like he's really hit a rookie wall. The real guy I'm keen in on is Chris Dunn, and I think I like his price on DraftKings for 6.7K. That's where I think I'll buy on him. I think it's a good price tag and a great matchup against Ish Smith defense. So I like him here in this spot. If you force me to pick one other guy, it's probably Zach LaVine. He's fine, right? Not a guy I love, but I think he's like still has upside at that price. I just prefer Chris Dunn, so I'm also going to him, and I don't want to get too exposed to the Bulls on this slate. But let's head over to the Pistons side of the ball, and man, there's one guy to love. Andre Drummond. How do you not like this price tag on him? I mean, I know the price is a lot. Maybe not the price tag, but the matchup, I should say. I got my words confused there. But 10.2K, yeah, sure, the price feels expensive, right? But we've paid this price for Andre Drummond before. But this matchup against the Bulls, I mean, should absolutely dominate. Robin Lopez is not someone that we're scared of on defense. This is a great spot for Andre Drummond on DraftKings. Like his price. I like it more on FanDuel, though, where you can get him at 9.5K. That's where I really would rather buy on him. It's just, it's going to be an interesting conversation at center today. If you look specifically at FanDuel, at the top, you have Andre Drummond, right? He's in a great spot. Sorry, I'm mixing up my sites. Andre Drummond is 10.2 on FanDuel, and then DraftKings, I have Drummond at 9.5, so I like him over there. But again, I still think on FanDuel it's going to be really interesting, because if you want to pay up at the top, you have Andre Drummond at 10.2K. Then you have Nikola Jokic, who, he broke out the other game. Mike Malone was basically giving him a talk-in, and then he had a big game against Cleveland. And this is the Lakers, one of the best matchups you can get for big men, so 9.7K, like him. And then you have Vucevic, who's 9.2K against Sacramento, which we know we like to target Sacramento. And then on top of that, there's no Aaron Gordon and no Evan Fournier. So this is just going to be a spot where paying up at center is a great idea. I don't know if I would in cash or not, because again, there's going to be a lot of really good plays on this slate. I know there's a lot of value, though, so kind of have to see how things shake up. But if you're paying at the top, it's definitely an interesting conversation over there on FanDuel. On a site like DraftKings, you can obviously play a bunch of different guys, because you have the utility spot and some centers are forward eligible. But definitely think that Andre Drummond is in the conversation on DraftKings for 9.5K. That's where I really like him. And I think he's a good play on FanDuel too. But he's the guy I want in the Pistons of anyone. Just that matchup is too good against a guy like Robin Lopez. Blake Griffin, I'm not the biggest Blake Griffin fan right now, just at this price. When he was a little cheaper, I was more of a fan of it, but now I'm just going to pass on Blake Griffin. I don't like him that mid-8K range. Don't think we need him. And sure, it's the Bulls. They don't play a ton of defense, and then they play at a fast tempo, but I don't know. I don't think I need to be going that route. Other than that, Reggie Bullock, he's starting to get a little priced up for my liking. I think he's okay, though. Ish Smith. I don't know. I don't think I need to be going Ish Smith on this slate, so I will pass. And let's just go over the next game. I think I'll keep it simple. If I play a stack of this game, you pick one guy on each side, it's Chris Dunn, and then I'll put Andre Drummond. Just put those two in, and then kind of call it a day. Let's go over to the Hawks and the Pacers, though. And this is not a game I love. 209.5 total. This is one of the lower totals on the slate. Not what I'm going to cross off, but not one I really want to get a ton of exposure to. Hawks are kind of tanking. I really don't see myself playing a ton of these guys. I think John Collins, if you want to target him in the front court, I don't hate it, but not someone I love. Kent Bazemore, at his price, he always has upside at that price. When he's in that mid, 5K range, he has upside. We've seen this guy get 40. If you want to, mix and match, some of these Hawks in your lineups, even a Dennis Schroeder, right? He's 6.2K over on DraftKings. I mean, that's a crazy price tag for him, 6.5. But the only problem is, he's kind of not playing like the amount of minutes that you would want. 27, 23 minutes the last two games. The game before that against Golden State, he had 37, though. So it's just too unpredictable of a spot where I'm really staying away from this Hawks situation as much as I can. I don't hate mixing and matching a couple of these guys maybe in tournaments that you think have upside at their price. But again, it's a scary spot. I just don't want to overexpose myself to some of these plays because there's a lot of risk with them. So yeah, not a lot of Hawks for me. Maybe like Bazemore, Schroeder, and Collins, maybe get a little bit of exposure, but I don't want too much. So don't overdo it. Indiana Pacers side of the ball. I think this is a great spot for Miles Turner if you want to pay down at center. Maybe not pay down, but pay more in the mid-tier range. I think Miles Turner has a ton of upside here against the Hawks. There are reasons to be concerned because it's Miles Turner. The guy doesn't keep his hands to himself too much, but I think this could be a decent spot for him. So I don't hate taking a shot on him if you want to. So I think he's a fine play. If you want to pay up for Oladipo, you can, but I don't think you need to. Like, just play Kevin Durant for 300 less, who we'll get to. It's no secret he's one of the best plays on the slate today. So, but I don't know. I don't think I need to be playing Oladipo today. I'm going to pass on him at that price tag. Not necessary, and I'm just going to move on from this game. Again, this is a loaded slate. Don't think I need to go too crazy here with this game. We've got the Houston Rockets and the Toronto Raptors. 221 team total. This is one, man, you're going to have to love. It's just one to load up on for sure. I think it's not like my favorite game on the slate. It'd be one of those games that if we had not a lot of these other games on the slate, I probably wouldn't load up on it, but I think it's a great game stack. For instance, if you look at Fantasy Draft specifically, DeMar DeRozan's price tag, way too cheap. I mean, I want to buy him at this price. He is 13.7K. That's just, man, that is just too cheap of a price tag for a guy like DeMar DeRozan. So I like him. He's someone I'm going to be buying in on Fantasy Draft. Just love that price tag on him. Kyle Lowry too. I think he is good. He has good upside at his price. I do worry about the matchup against Chris Paul, so I'm kind of leaning more to Marta Rosen today. I probably won't be like overexposing myself to this game because again, I think there's other games that I like a lot more later on. But if I think this is a good game, two game stack. Like if you're gonna play like DeMar DeRozan, play someone else on the like play James Harden on the way back. I know that's expensive, or like play Chris Paul. Like get some exposure to this game. Don't just play one. Sure, I think you can because it's like a loaded slate. But I like the idea of getting a game stack of this game if you're building like 10 teams. Right, don't miss out on this game because this game is gonna be a fun real life basketball game to watch and could be a good DFS one too. So yeah, DeRozan's probably my favorite guy on the Raptors side of the ball. I also like Fred VanVleet, have to like him here. His price tag is great around the industry. Like him at Fantasy Draft at 8.4K. He's 4.5K over on DraftKings. FanDuel, it's tough. I don't really know if I want to play him over there. His price is, let's see, 4.7K. The problem, it's not really the price for him, right? It's more so, like, I just feel like there's some opportunity cost at point guard. I don't know if I want to be putting in Fred VanVleet when I can play other point guards that I already have interest in. You can only play two over there. So I don't know. I'm kind of slightly concerned about getting him in there. Again, I think he's a fine play for playing multiple lineups. I'm normally more of like a, you know, 1-2-3 lineup kind of guy. But if you're playing multiple lineups on FanDuel, I can maybe see it. But he's more of a DraftKings play for me because just, you can get more exposure to guards that way. That's about it for the Raptors. Though, like, I'm not a big Valanciunas guy or Ibaka guy. I could see going to Ibaka and taking a tournament dart because at the price, there's a lot of upside. But just understand the risk there. There is tons of risk with him. But I wouldn't be doing it on this slate. I think there's just better forward options that you can already take advantage of. So I'm gonna pass on him. All right, Houston Rockets side of the ball. And man, has Clint Capella been a disappointment? Been really frustrating. I don't know what to do with him at this point. I think I'm just going to stay away. I know targeting a guy like Valanciunas would be great, right? Valanciunas is, you know, not someone that I'm scared of on defense. So I think Clint Capella is an interesting tournament option, but I'm not going to do it. I think it's because I've just been beat up the past couple days by playing Capella. If Nene is out again, we already have Ryan Anderson out. That's definitely going to be good for, some of these, like, wing players. If the Rockets do decide to go super small, I don't know if they could match up and put, like, a Trevor Ariza on or an Ibaka if that game, like, went super small like that for some time, if they were just out of big men, because that could be a situation where they're really just too low on big men, the Rockets. But, yeah, I don't know. I think those, like, these wing guys, though, I think there's opportunity there with, like, Ryan Anderson out and then with Nene out, right? Some of those minutes that Nene can eat into, it could help them out. So, like, guys like Luke Richard Mbamute and, like, Ariza, I don't hate mixing and matching some of these guys like PJ Tucker, a little revenge spot for him. I don't hate mixing and matching him, but this slate already has like really good value where I don't think we need to mess around with that. I understand it if you want to, and one of them could pop, but again, I think there's just already way too good a value. We don't need to really take shots on that. Haven't really talked about Chris Paul and Harden. I think it's a great idea to buy on Chris Paul's cheap price tag. Over on Fantasy Draft, love his price. Just had it up before. Hang on, pulling it up now again. It was way too cheap. Yeah, 13.5K. He's popping for me. He's someone that I definitely want to get exposure to, especially on Fantasy Draft. I like him on DraftKings too. He's, 7.5K. And then over on FanDuel, we got him at 8.3. So 8.3 is a little pricier than I would like to. I think there's other point guards I already prefer on FanDuel. So, again, I think he's a fine tournament play. But cash game, I don't know. I'd probably end up staying away unless I like had like the raw points last. Last guy was fitting in and could upgrade, but DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, that price is really nice, so I like him over there. Gonna be a big fan of him, and I think James Harden's a good pay-up option, too. I think he's someone that, you can easily play. He's matchup proof, right? I get it. I understand if you are worried about playing him in this matchup, there's other stars you can pay for too, but again, James Harden can go off on any slate, and if you're stacking up like this game, if you're getting some exposure to Raptors and you want to put James Harden in there, it could be a contrarian approach. Just check out Chris Jamino's ownership projections and he'll be able to give you the scoop on that, so check that out in the premium section. Let's move on to the next game though. We got the New York Knicks and the Milwaukee Bucks. 212.5 team total. This is a game that, 10-point favorite for the Bucks here. First look at it, you think to yourself, like, hey, Bucks sound really interesting. This would be a great spot for them. How do you not like a guy like Giannis? How do you not like a Chris Bledsoe or Eric Bledsoe and a Chris Middleton? And part of the reason is Jabari Parker has been a pain. He's kind of eaten into their usage a little bit. It's been really, really frustrating. So I'm kind of tempering my expectations of what I want to do with the Bucks. Eric Bledsoe, I think he has upside in this matchup. I think he's a fine play, but there's other point guards I prefer instead. Like, I like Alonzo Ball and a Rajon Rondo. Those are going to be two guys I really like today that I'm going to kind of key in on. So I could see Eric Bledsoe missing out, but if you like Eric Bledsoe and like you like his upside here, I don't hate I don't hate if you take a shot, and I'm not going to talk you off of it. Chris Middleton, I'll probably pass on him here. I just think he's been too inconsistent. There's other shooting guards I'd rather play, so I don't think it's necessary. If you look at Giannis's price over on DraftKings, he's 10.7K. And then over on Fantasy Draft, we got Giannis's price at 20.9K. He was a bargain before. He's not as much of a bargain as he was. I'll just take the bargain on Kevin Durant instead. Also, rather try and find that money for a guy like a LeBron James. LeBron James, I get it. He's he's in too good of a spot for me. I know he's going to be expensive on this slate. I get it. But he's going to be a guy I'm going to be jamming in for sure. So I'll pass on Giannis for LeBron. That's going to be kind of the approach I take. Don't think I need to be playing Giannis here. And again, I also like Durant too. So I can't play them all, especially on FanDuel. I mean, if I'm going to see how Kevin Durant and LeBron James build goes. But I'm sure it's not going to be the easiest. But anyways, Giannis is going to be a fade for me. Don't think I need to really go that route. And like John Henson and them, I don't really want to mess with these guys. If I play anyone, it's probably I take a chance on Eric Bledsoe in tournaments. But again, already some other guards I like. Let me see Eric Bledsoe's price on DraftKings to double check, because I like, I don't love his price, 7.3K. I like him more so when he's not like 6.9 or 6.7. I always feel like I can just capitalize on that upside, and he has like a nice floor as well. He's fine. He still has upside in tournaments, and don't hate taking a shot on it, but not my favorite play. New York Knicks, I'm just going to pass on the Knicks. And again, I know I've passed on a bunch so far, but I just don't want to play the Knicks for good reasons, right? We know the Knicks, they just mess around with their minutes a ton. They're a real pain. This isn't a spot where guards thrive a ton, and that's where like a lot of the guards have been doing well. So I know big men's is really where we really like to target the Bucks a ton, but I don't know. I don't really want to be playing Enes Kanter and Kyle O'Quinn, because I don't know who's going to get the run, because Jeff Hornacek doesn't tell us. It's just he won't let us know what happens. If you want to take a shot on Enes Kanter and you like the chances of it, go for it. Like, if you can understand what the Knicks are doing, I guess the best thing to do is to keep your eyes on Twitter, and maybe Jeff Hornacek leaks some information to us. And if he does, it's still tough to trust it. And again, it's a big slate where I don't think I need to be doing it. So I will pass on it. There's just better guys I can be playing on this slate and looking at. Let's go to the next game. And guys, I promise there are better games on this slate, but we have 197.5 total, the Utah Jazz and the Memphis Grizzlies. And I'm just passing on this one. I think there's maybe not totally, like Ricky Rubio on fantasy draft, I'll say. 11.1K is really enticing price tag, so I don't hate his price, but there's other point guards I think I prefer, but I think he's got an enticing price tag where you have to consider him over on fantasy draft specifically. I don't really want to pay Donovan Mitchell's price tag and Rudy Gobert. They're priced up because they've been performing really well. And this matchup, again, obviously, you know, these guys have been playing very well, and I could see them doing well, but I worry about their ceiling at their current price. That's all. Because I worry about their ceiling at this current price with the matchup. If they're playing a team like the Suns or something, sure, I'd want to buy in on it, and I feel like they'd have more of a ceiling. But this is a slow-paced game, very slow game, and I just don't want to really be a part of 197.5 total when we have, like, these 230 totals on the slate. So I'll pass on that. The Memphis Grizzlies value, do I want to take a shot on that? Not really. I really don't want to mess around with these guys too much. If we get word that some, like, you know, too many guys are sitting, where like some of them become like two in play, like a Ben McLemore, again, you know, if he's going to play 37 minutes again, you know, I think there's reasons to have some interest, but he's gotten a little priced up. Dylan Brooks, he just had a massive game, so he's gotten a little price here, but not too much. I don't think Dylan Brooks is having that ceiling game again, so I don't know. I think I'm just going to kind of pass on this Memphis guys. I get it if you still want to take a shot on them. Again, it's going to be something I think you need to like sit around for a lock and see what's going to happen. Really going to have to know what happens with Jarrell Martin. That's going to be important news. So, yeah, just keep an eye out on that. And like Chandler Parsons, too. I'm assuming he's going to rest again, but you never know with this team. So, yeah, just stay on the lookout for that. It's going to be important news. The Grizzlies always drop that, and it's 8 o'clock start, so I think you'll get it by 6:30. Normally, that's when you get it. You normally get it an hour and a half from some of these teams, so just be on the lookout for that. Tough to break down Memphis without all that news, but let's go on to one of the better games of the slate. Washington at New Orleans. Man, this is a great game. 220 total. Going to be one you want to target with Anthony Davis doubtful. How do we not have interest in these guys? I think all five starters are in play. In cash games, I'd be wanting to get exposure to a lot of these guys. I mean, there's a ton of value here. Think about it. No Anthony Davis. There's so much usage to go around. Emeka Okafor, I think he's going to be a screaming value on this slate. I know he's center eligible, and that can be annoying at times, but I think Emeka Okafor is a value throughout the industry that you're going to want to have to get exposure to. He's going to play a ton of minutes. This is a good spot for him. Also, check Diallo off the bench. I think he's going to be an interesting value play. Maybe he gets a little lower owned than these other guys because he's off the bench, but I think he is going to be an interesting value that, you know, could definitely get decent run here, so don't sleep on him. Mirotić, this is a great Mirotić spot. He's going to be a guy I load up on this slate, so don't miss out on Mirotić. He's a great play throughout the industry. Fantasy Draft, FanDuel, DraftKings, get your Mirotić exposure. Love him. Good spot for Rondo. I do worry a little bit about him. I get it. He's going to get more usage, probably has to put up more shots, but he thrives off getting a lot of assists, right? I mean, he's more of a distributor. He's not really a scorer. He can score if he has to. I think he's going to be a little forced to, but with Mirotić there, maybe they run kind of, you know, maybe he does handle, I mean, he's probably going to handle the ball a little bit more. Maybe that gives him more assists too, because the ball's out of Davis's hands, and it's probably just going to be an offense really run by Drew and Rondo a ton. So yeah, Rondo's a guy, like, I'm still going to, you know, I'm still going to be all over, even at this price. So Rondo's going to be a guy I definitely load up on. Like him on FanDuel specifically. Let's see, DraftKings, same price, so like him. And then let me see what he's on Fantasy Draft. 13.4K, yeah, I like him. Him, Mirotić, all of them, they're really good plays. Last guys I didn't mention, like the other starters, Drew Holiday. He's expensive, right? But Drew Holiday's been, like, really good to me. I've liked, you know, everything he's done has been great. He's always, like, gotten there for me. So I'm going to keep buying on him. Price isn't, like, 9K or 9.5K yet. It's not that, like, ridiculous range where I'm starting to get concerned. It's still 8.5K, so I and with no Davis, like, how do we not like him? So have to like him. And then Etuan Moore, he's a really good value. He takes care of that forward position and, like, small forward, which can be an annoying roster on FanDuel. Like I talked about Dylan Brooks before, don't chase the Dylan Brooks game. Just go for Etuan Moore instead. This is a great spot for him. Just rather do that instead than chase, like, the value in, like, a Dylan Brooks. So again, I know people like to say, like, oh, you know, like who your value plays today? Like, there's value all throughout the Pelicans. Like, even though Rondo's 6.5K, there's still value there. Even though Mirotić is 7K, there's still value there for a guy like Mirotić. Just load up on these guys. They're all in great spots. So, like them on this slate. Let's talk about the Wizards side of the ball a little bit here. What do we do over on this side? I think it's really, like, because, you know, if we like the Pelicans, who are we going to run it back with? I think the best thing to do is run it back with, you know, a guy like Bradley Beal. He's going to be seeing a ton of usage. He's a guy that shoots a ton of threes. And on top of that, you know, he's like going to be playing a ton of like the wing, like him and Otto Porter. They're just two guys I think that could have massive games. I like these two. I think Porter and Beal are two guys that I'm going to want to get exposure to. I'm a little worried about Beal's price tag. It is expensive. I get it. Do I want to pay that price or would I rather go for some other guys? It's a really tough call. On FanDuel, where you have to play two shooting guards, it makes more sense. On DraftKings, it's tougher because it's like, do I pay 9.1K for Bradley Beal or do I just find a spot for Kevin Durant? Like, again, he's going to be probably my favorite play of the slate. So it's, again, he's a guy that I don't want to get. I probably want to get enough exposure to Bradley Beal, but I don't want to be like overexposed because, again, I still do think he's kind of expensive. And Otto Porter, you can get him for 2,000 less, and I think that's not a bad idea to do instead. But other than that, like Santoransky, Markieff Morris, Gortat, again, it's like the Pelicans. They play terrible defense. If you wanted to mix and match some of these guys in your tournaments, I wouldn't like argue against it, but it's really Porter and Beal are my main targets here. But that's about it. Again, load up on Pelicans, guys. You know, keep it simple. I always say keep it simple, stupid. Kiss is the expression I say. So just, yeah, let's keep it really simple in your cash games. Load up on some Pelicans here today. Make sure you get enough exposure to them. Well, let's go on to another game that's going to be a great one. One we want to get a lot of exposure to. 229.5 total. We got the Los Angeles Lakers against the Denver Nuggets. And, you know, Lakers are still very injured. They have Brandon Ingram still out. And since the trade, they've kept a really nice tight rotation. Problem is, on a site like FanDuel, they've really priced their guys up a little bit. You know, like they've gone down a little bit more. I think they kind of realized that they went a little egregious on it. So I like the prices a little better now than it was the other day. We'll talk about it, though, because they have different prices around the industry. So FanDuel, the prices are not too bad. I think you can I think you can play them over there. They're more playable than they were the other day. If you were playing the other day, you realize that, like, you know, KCP for, what was he, 7.7K, was a little egregious on their part. But again, I appreciate them trying to price things up a bit for us. If you look at DraftKings, I remember Lakers, they were cheap the other day. And if you look at them now, you know, we have Julius Randle, 7.8K, Lonzo Ball, 7.6K, Kuzma, 6.4K, Caldwell Pope, 6.3K. I think those prices are fair on them. I think it's fine. So I think they're all pretty good plays. I think there's some decent value with a guy like Kuzma and Caldwell Pope. I still like their prices a little more. Lonzo Ball, I still think he's got really good upside. He's a guy that, man, if he's like playing like these like huge amount of minutes all the time, we could start seeing him creeping up to like the 8.5 and 9K range at some point. I also like him on FanDuel. He's a guy that I like. Julius Randle, I don't know if I'll be playing him over on FanDuel today. I think it's a little pricey. I think that there's other guys I'd rather play. Rather maybe just get a Kuzma for a little cheaper. He's getting like so much run, and he's just a little cheaper. It's not a bad idea. Caldwell Pope, I like his price tag at 6.8K on FanDuel, and then Lonzo Ball, I like it at 7.5K too. So those are going to kind of be some of the guys that I'm keying in on over there. If we look at fantasy drafts price tags on the Lakers, let's see what they have. And again, I think Lonzo Ball, 13.8K, love that price. He's going to be that's going to be a price I'm buying in on. Love that. Kyle Kuzma, 12.3K. That's a great value. Don't want to miss out on that. Same with Caldwell Pope. Like, I like him too. He's going to be another guy that I want to get some exposure to on fantasy drafts. So really feels like those are going to be like the three guys I'm still keying on. To kind of summarize the Lakers, it's like those three are the guys I'm liking the most. Julius Randle, I just think he's starting to get a little pricey. I still think he's fine and safe and has been really consistent. If he's one of those last guys in, I'm not going to argue it, but I'd rather kind of key in on the other guys. I love Lonzo Ball's upside. I think it's like just so much. It's so immense. And like Kuzma and Caldwell Pope, there still feels like there's a little bit of value there with them. So I'm buying in on those guys. Let's look at the Nuggets side of the ball, though. If you want to run it back with a Jokic, I wouldn't argue it. Not one of my favorite things to do on the slate, but I don't know. I just don't think I don't need to be paying for him today. It doesn't feel like it. Just depends how the slate shakes up. I haven't built a ton of teams. Still early in the day, but thinking about it, I just don't know. I'd feel like I maybe would rather go to a guy like Vucevic instead at center, or maybe like a Drummond. I don't know. It's tough. It's definitely a tough decision with Jokic today because this is a great spot for him. The Lakers are really good at like defending guards recently, like, you know, Ball and Caldwell Pope. Just like the combination of those two guards are just really good at defending it. So I could see them funneling into some of these other guys, right? I could see the Jamal Murrays, Gary Harris's, Will Barton's kind of struggling here and really just getting funneled into guys like Jokic and Paul Millsap. And even buying on like a Wilson Chandler, I don't hate that. I could see a lot of points being scored through there. So I don't know. Maybe I should be more interested in Jokic than I am. It feels like it's gonna be tough to pay up at center in cash games, and I feel like I'm just gonna be kinging on like a Mecca Okafor or something. But Jokic, I think, is certainly in play and a guy that you can consider. I like Paul Millsap, and he's someone that you can buy in on at that price tag. And maybe we get word that he is off the minutes restriction. It should happen soon, right? I would assume. If you look at the game logs, 26 minutes the last game. The game before that, he played 19 minutes, 26, 27, 23. Maybe not off the minutes restriction yet, but like, I could certainly see 28 to 30 becoming in play. And then after the 28 to 30, then them moving to like, okay, he's like free reign to go to like 35 if they want, or 32 or whatever they want to. But I really think that Paul Millsap is a good play still at this price on fantasy draft, specifically DraftKings for Paul Millsap. His price is 6.2K. It's not bad. I don't hate it. Don't love it. And then 6.5K for Millsap. Yeah, I don't hate or love that on FanDuel. I think it's fine. It's more of a cash play. It's not really as much of a tournament play until we get word that that he's off that minutes restriction. But I think he's a solid player today. That's enough for this game, though. I think it's a good one to target. I think it's one you want to get some exposure to. Don't sleep on that one. Then we got the Golden State Warriors and the Portland Trail Blazers. 218 total in a game to definitely like for good reason. We have Kevin Durant. He's someone that's going to be, you're going to be loading up on, right? No Steph Curry. Gets a massive usage bump. 9.8K on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's 8.9K. Just way too cheap for a guy like Kevin Durant. Have to like him there. And then you have him at 16.2K on Fantasy Draft. Think about it. LeBron James, 22.1K was the Fantasy Draft price tag, I believe, on him. Yes, 22.1K. You can get Kevin Durant for 16.2K without Steph Curry. This is a great spot for him. Someone jokingly sent me a message on Twitter last night and said, what about Aminu defense? And they were totally kidding, and I laughed. Definitely got a good laugh out of that one, but I just can't see how we don't play him. He's someone I'm going to probably play in 100% of my lineups, like Kevin Durant a lot here. What would he do with Draymond Green? That's kind of something I've been kind of thinking through. I don't know if I really want to get exposure to him. I think I'm going to spend down a little more at forward. Like, I already have other guys I like. Like, I like Kuzma, Mirotic. There's a lot of forwards I feel like I've already talked about and liked. I think Draymond Green is a fine play. I don't hate it. Wouldn't talk you off it. I just don't think it'll fall on my cash game construction or fall on many of my tournaments. I think I'm just more so keying in on Kevin Durant instead. Klay Thompson, would I play him here? I don't know. I get it if you think the upside is there because of the points now. Someone's going to have to obviously get some more points without Steph Curry there, but I don't think I need to be playing Klay. I'm fine with passing on him. Not someone I'm going to be going crazy to. I probably won't mess around with any of these other guys. I know David West is out, so I don't know. JaVale McGee, I know he's been kind of interesting. If you need a cheap center, I don't know. I think it's like just not necessary on this slate, so let's not do that. I think it was more of a play yesterday that I considered doing, and I kind of wish I would have done more. But yeah, I know David West is going to be out, so that obviously opens up some some things for some of these other guys. But I think I'm just going to kind of keep it really simple with Kevin Durant. He's going to be my main target. Maybe mix in Draymond Green and Klay Thompson in tournaments, but that's about it. Portland Trailblazers, though, we know Damian Lillard loves, and I mean, Damian Lillard loves to play against the Golden State Warriors. He always gets up for that. I think this is a spot where he could really flash that upside. I think if you're playing Kevin Durant tournament teams, I like running it back with a Damian Lillard, so go for it. His price tag, again, it is kind of expensive, but yeah, it's tough to kind of not want to play him in tournaments. 9.5K on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's 9.4K. And then on Fantasy Draft, it's just crazy to see him like 17K. He's $900 or $800 more than Kevin Durant. So it's tough. I think you run him back in tournaments. I don't think he's a cash game play. I think he's more of a tournament play. But definitely think running him back is a good idea on this slate. I wouldn't talk anyone out of going to CJ McCollum for 13.3K. Think he's a fine option. Don't hate it, but not someone that I'm getting overexposed or anything like that. Nurkic, I think there's upside at his price, but someone I'm not going to put on my teams a ton. Again, I think I already kind of have my idea of what I'm going to do at center. I mean, we're going to pay down or pay up. That's kind of what we want to do. But if you're in the mid-tier range, I don't hate going to a Nurkic. I think you could do it, but again, not something I'm really doing in my construction and builds. But if you fell on that, right, you made the whole team out and you fell on a Nurkic, there's definitely upside there at that price. So I wouldn't sleep on that. again, I think this is a game where I like some guys, 218 total. I think it's one of those games that you want to get some exposure to, but I'm not going too crazy. It's really Kevin Durant and Lillard are like the two main targets I have on this game. There's not a ton of guys that just from a value perspective I'm in love with. I probably should like Aminu a little bit more because this game environment kind of fits him really well. So glad I kind of thought about that before we move on. So he's probably the value I would really look to get some exposure to here. But other than that, let's head on over to the Orlando Magic and the Sacramento Kings. This is a game where, man, I know it's a 209 total, but I love this game. This is a game I want to get a ton of exposure to with the injury situations we have going on. We have no Evan Fournier, no Aaron Gordon, so this is going to open up some really great value on this slate for us that we don't want to miss out on. Vucevic, he's expensive, but I still think that he could smash here in this spot. I mean, this could be a great spot for Vucevic, so don't miss out on him. I think he's someone you want to get some exposure to in tournaments. Just the amount of usage he's going to see and the upside he has, this could be a huge Vucevic night. So like him here, definitely have to like Hezonja. He's going to be someone that we're going to be keying in on. With the news of Fournier and Gordon being out, there's going to be a pile of minutes for him, so I have to consider some exposure to him. DJ Augustine is also questionable in this game. So with DJ Augustine being questionable, that's still big. I've seen lineups that they've done where Hezonja has been like the point guard out there, or maybe not the point guard, but he's like the, I guess he's like considered the point guard on the floor. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did those today. Like maybe they slide in, like, you know, they put Hezonja at the point guard and Augustine's out, and they slide in like a wing in there, because I'm expecting Isaac and Simmons. I think they're going to get a good amount of run too. I think they're interesting values to mix in throughout your lineup. So the Magic are going to have a ton of value here. I think that DJ Augustine news is going to be big. I don't know if we're going to get that news in time, but I think it's going to be important news, because if, let's say DJ Augustine plays, you know, he could be a really good play on this slate. Like, he's someone I would, if I knew, you know, since we already know Fournier's out and Aaron Gordon's out, if I knew Augustine was playing, he would be a point guard I was considering. It's probably too risky for cash games because we're probably not going to get that news in time. But let's say we don't project DJ Augustine for a ton of ownership because of the injury, right? Say he's like 2% owned. Why don't you go 5% in your tournaments and you're overweight on the field then? And this could be a massive game for him at his price. So don't miss out on that in tournaments. I think it's an interesting spot. I know he's questionable, but if you have a good read on it, you know, maybe interact with the Orlando beat writers. Josh Robbins on Twitter is a good guy to talk to. So try to get in touch with them and see what they're thinking, and just look what they're saying throughout the day. Again, kind of didn't mention Jonathan Isaac enough, but I think he's a good play. Same with Jonathan Simmons. I think they're good guys to mix throughout your lineups. But Hezonja and Vucevic, I think, are my main targets from a value perspective. Hezonja is the guy I really want. And then if I'm paying up Vucevic, I think this could be a really good game for him. The Kings side of the ball. Kings, the reason why you gotta like the Kings is they're one of the slower paced teams in the league, and they're going up against one of the faster paced teams in the league that don't play any defense. This should be a great spot for them. We also have a guy like De'Aaron Fox. He is questionable. Definitely think that there's gonna be reason to get exposure to some of these guys. Like, how do we miss out on a guy like Frank Mason? I think he's gonna be someone to consider. He played 29 minutes last game. Played a lot of guard, had a pretty good game against a team like the Pelicans that we like to target with point guards. And here's another team, Orlando, that we like to target with point guards. So Frank Mason is a cheap option. I don't hate that at point guard. Bojan Bogdanovic, he's a guy that I'm normally a big fan of. I kind of think Frank Mason ate into him a little bit. So I think that could be a little bit of an issue if he actually has a good game this time. That could hurt Mason a little. But he had 0 points, like zero real life basketball points. He had 14.3 fantasy points, though. But I'm not expecting that again. I thought that was a great spot for Bogdanovic last time. I think this is a great spot for him again. I think people might be sour on him. He was high owned last time. I think going to Bogdanovic again makes some sense. Buddy Hield, I don't know. I'm not the biggest Buddy Hield fan. I get it. Maybe I have a little bit of like bias towards him, but I'm not the biggest Buddy Hield fan, especially at this price. So I'm going to pass on Buddy Hield here. I like Bogdanovic and Mason a little bit more at their prices, so I'll go for them. I think Justin Jackson is pretty interesting. He's just been really safe and consistent for a cheap option. Now, he's more of a cash game play, it feels like. Doesn't feel like a guy that's really going to win you a tournament. It feels like you're going to have these crazy amount of scores in tournaments today. But, you know, he plays a good amount of minutes. If you look at the minutes, here they are for the last, let me give you the last six games, 35 minutes, 24, 23, 29, 24, 30 minutes. And in those games, he's got 17.8, which is not great, but the rest of them, he's got 17.1 or more. And this is FanDuel scoring I'm talking about, and he's 4.2K. And he's cheap on fantasy draft too. He's cheap on DraftKings. So I think he's a guy that's, you know, if he fits your last spot in cash games, he did that for me the other night. I wouldn't hate doing that. I think it's fine. Scal, LeBissier, Zach Randolph, and Costa Kufis with Willie Cauley-Stein questionable. Are those guys I want to get exposure to? I don't know. I think they're fine. It's such an unpredictable, annoying situation in Sacramento. They're kind of splitting up the minutes if they play Scal. If they play Scal and they play Kufis and Randolph, none of them are playing over 30. I know it's like a decent spot against Orlando, but I just think I'm going to kind of pass on it. They're kind of getting a little priced up. I know these guys can have upside, but I'm just going to pass on it. There's already a lot of guys I like at the forward position that I've talked about in center, so I don't think I need to be messing around with it. So it's really the guards that I'm looking at more so because of the value with De'Aaron Fox and just this matchup. And then I'm going to kind of call it a day on this game. Let's go to the final game of the slate. We have the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Los Angeles Clippers, 229.5 total. This is going to be a game you're going to want to get a ton of exposure to, and for good reason. And there's this guy, he plays for Cleveland, he's pretty good at basketball, LeBron James. He's going to be someone you want to get a ton of exposure to. I know he's expensive, 22.1K on Fantasy Draft. On DraftKings, he is, 11.5K. And then 12.5K on FanDuel. Again, it's definitely going to be someone you want to get exposure to against the Clippers. They're not playing any defense at all. It's going to be a tough situation on sites like FanDuel where you have a value like Hezonja and you have a great play like Kevin Durant with no Steph Curry. So it's going to be an interesting conversation today with what you do with LeBron. I think he's going to be someone I want to get a lot of exposure to. The small forward position is definitely going to be loaded between like Durant, James, Hezonja. Those are just a couple guys I mentioned. Etwan Moore. There's going to be a ton of guys out there. So I probably already missed some. I'm just kind of mentioning guys off the top of my head. But have to like LeBron James. You guys know why. It's the Clippers. And hey, the Cavs are underdogs here, which is kind of crazy to think against Clippers. So again, love LeBron James. He's someone you definitely want to get exposure to. Having a fade on LeBron James would be a little bit scary on this slate. The other guy I really like here, and I think fantasy draft price tag on him is really nice, is Larry Nance for 13.1K. He's been absolutely crushing. He's been so good. Price tag going up, I get it. It can kind of be a little scary on some other sites, right? You're a little worried. Like, you see 7.8K on FanDuel, and you're like, can I really pay 7.8K for Larry Nance? The last couple games since he's been starting, 47.5 fantasy points, 44.1. I mean, he's been really good, so it's hard to doubt it. I still think he's a guy you want to get some exposure to, so I wouldn't want to miss out on him. Like Larry Nance in this spot, he's still too cheap on DraftKings too, like 7.1K. So it's really DraftKings and Fantasy Draft are the main spots I would really look to target him. Again, I know FanDuel's still expensive. It's tough to do it in like cash games and whatnot, but I think it's more of like a tournament play still. But he's still a really good play. Gosh, it's tough. It just feels way too much for Larry Nance. And as a cash game player, it's tough to block that out of my brain, right? But like it more on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft. That's the price tag I prefer that because I like a bargain. Other guys like George Hill, I still think he's got some upside at that price, so I wouldn't hate going to him. Think he's fine to mix throughout your lineups. Could see Jordan Clarkson kind of being a little interesting. Remember, he used to play against Lou Williams, right? Him and Lou Williams were buddies on the Lakers, so I could see these two coming off the bench and kind of going at it with each other. So I don't hate him as like a tournament upside play. Again, someone it's like a real deep tournament play, not getting too much crazy exposure to him. But it's really LeBron James and Larry Nance are my guys I'm mainly keying in on, and like George Hill has like a good value at that price, so don't mind going to him. And I guess CeeDee Osman, I don't know, this feels like the wrong slate for him, where I don't think we need to do it. So I don't know, we don't need to do that on this slate. There's already too many good small forward values. We don't need to take a shot on him. Scratch that. I'll take that as my mulligan for the podcast. No need to do that on this slate. Let's go to the Clippers, though. There's definitely a good place here. Tobias Harris, man, he's been so impressive. Problem is the price tag. Do I want to pay that price for Tobias Harris? I think there's already other forwards I like. So I'm probably not paying that price for Tobias Harris on this slate. It's going to be one of those spots where I just stay away because of that. But I think he's going to get a lot of points today. I think he's a decent play, but just a little too pricey for my liking. So I'll pass on him. Lou Williams, his price tag is a little expensive too, but I still think he's a fine play. If I had to pick my favorite Clipper, it's probably Harrell. I mean, he's been really good off the bench, and he's still got a good price tag. He's probably my favorite value for this game. something that I definitely think I want to get some exposure to. So I like him here. He's going to be a guy that I look to. I don't mind Tia Dosich, too. I still think he's a pretty interesting value. I think you can get some exposure to him, and he's fine. DeAndre Jordan could have a big game, too, but I don't know. Again, there's other centers I already like. I think I'd find that extra money for a Vucevic or a Drummond or a Jokic. But I don't hate him. I wouldn't talk you off him if you played him. It's weird. I don't like the Clipper side of the ball as much. They kind of just are a little too priced up now for the situation they've been in. They've been in this situation a while. So I'm more so buying on guys that haven't really been priced up enough, like a guy like Harrell and a Tia Dosich. I think they're interesting values to mix in throughout your lineups. I'll never argue against like a Lou Williams, right? He could have a big game. But at that price, I mean, I'd just rather find that money for Drew Holiday or, you know, other guys. I just think there's you can, like, find a little bit of extra money to improve your team instead. So or go down to other guys that are just better values or something. So, yeah, I don't know. Don't think I need to be doing that. I think I'm just more so going to key in on some of these Clippers value guys and not really pay for the overpriced guys. Again, I think they've been really phenomenal plays, and they deserve those price tags, but a little too pricey for my liking. So that'll about wrap up the slate, though, guys. I think this is one of the more fun Friday slates I've thought of. I'm actually going to be traveling throughout the day, but I'm going to definitely play some tournament teams. I'm not going to miss out on this. This is definitely a fun slate. Won't really be able to adjust the news, so I'll probably build more game stacks and whatnot, and more safe spots that I feel really good about. But yeah, again, don't miss out on this slate if you can. It's going to be a fun one. This is a good day to kind of stay inside and watch these games and, you know, fire up the league pass, order out some good takeout, and have a good time. So again, thanks a lot for joining me, guys. Really appreciate you guys listening. If you ever have any questions or anything, give me a follow on Twitter at TravisMangone. It'll be tough for me to answer them today, but most days I'm normally pretty good in it. As long as it's not too close to lineup lock, I can do that. So my Twitter handle is TravisMangone. It's TravisMangone. Give me a follow over there. And thanks a lot for listening, guys. And enjoy today's slate. See you later.